Hey, hey, Jane Hamill, and welcome to episode 21. Today, I'm going to teach you how to write your next blog post in 70 minutes, or maybe even less. And I know you bloggers, designers, artists, creatives out there are probably saying, Jane, that's impossible. It takes me 8 hours to write a blog post. I get you. I feel you. Maybe not eight, but I've certainly spent many... many experiences I'd like to forget spending about 4 hours writing one blog post, which is ridiculous. So today we're going to go through an exercise to get, we're going to actually get your next post done, okay? So here is what we're going to do. The first thing when you're getting ready to write a blog post, you really have to believe me when I tell you to turn off your chat, turn off your phone, turn off internet, turn off every damn thing that could possibly distract you. And if you're saying, well, Jane, I need this for research, I need the internet for research, then fine, whatever. But you probably don't, okay? At least if you're going to do it in the system I'm telling you, you don't need to do research for this post, all right? The next thing, so you turn off everything, you get focused. The next thing is you're going to choose your topic, and it's going to be something you know a lot about and is actually easy for you, okay? So this doesn't mean like how to blah, blah, blah. This doesn't mean 6 ways to help you, blah, 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 because those things, they take time. They take a little bit of research. In this situation, I'm going to walk you through an example, and I'd love for you to do this after this podcast is over and take the challenge to write your next blog post in, honestly, 60 minutes and then 10 minutes to, like, clean it up. So we're going to choose a behind-the-scenes blog post, okay? So it's going to be what's going on in your studio, okay, in your workspace, in your, if you have a studio, if you have a sewing machine, I don't care what you have something to show, and you can take pictures of it in an angle where it actually looks interesting and people don't need to know it's in the back of your garage. Or maybe they do, it depends, all right? So it's going to be an inside peek inside your studio. That's just the topic we're going to pick today. You don't have to pick that, but I'm going to use that example because it falls into the category of something I know well and it's easy for me. It's your studio. You work there every day, right? And people love to have you peel back the curtain what goes on in the design process or in your day. You have to understand you're way more interesting than you think you are, okay? Most normal people work with papers and computers all day. You work with art. You work with thread. You work with colors, fabrics. I mean, it's much more interesting to your readers than you think it is. I promise you that, so just trust me on that. All right, so the next thing you're going to do is you're going to write an outline. And in this situation, I suggest you say, like, hey, this is a tour of my studio. Or maybe you're going to cover three sections or three parts of your process, all right? So maybe it's just three things. It's either, you know, these are the next three, this is my next project, here's three things I want to tell you about it, or I'm going to give you a tour of my studio, let's go. And this is basically more of a picture blog. You can choose, okay, if you don't really want to give them a full, quote-unquote, tour, and again, we're going to do that in a simple way, then just say, hey, here's what's coming up, here's what I'm working on as an artist, you know, as a designer, and give them an inside peek, three aspects of the project, all right? So write your bullet points. What is the point you're trying to get across? So at the top, you write, this is what I'm trying to say. The whole point of this blog is just to let them know what it's like to be a designer, period. Or the whole point of this blog is to let them know a peek as to what's new, because everybody loves behind the scenes. Everybody loves looking at people and what they do. Okay, we all like to know how others roll, so that's the point of this blog post, all right? And then what I would do is I would say you just give them a tour. Now, this can be a picture tour, but if you are up for it, you can do like a podcast like this or a video, a quick video. And I would say you take three good photos, all right? Just start something simple. We're doing this in 70 minutes, all right? So you take three great photos. Hey, guys. People always ask me what it's like, what my day is like, what I do, so I thought I'd give you a little tour, right? So you have a little intro. You can use those exact words. First, here's where the action happens. Here's my sewing machine where I make the samples or whatever it is you do. Here's a picture and two sentences describing that picture. Okay? Then take another picture. Two sentences describing that picture. Third picture. Two sentences. I think you know where I'm going with this, right? Three pictures, three sentences, and then your close. Okay? So that's it. That's your entire structure for your blog. And here's what happens, and here's why it ends up taking people a ton more time. You go, okay, Jane, that sounds easy. I could actually do that. And then you start to think, your brain starts going, right? And you go, I don't know if three pictures is enough for a whole blog post. I should probably do like 12 pictures. And then I'm going to have to do some vertical and some horizontal. And then you start going insane, okay? So three pictures, three little paragraphs describing the pictures. That's a full blog post. You can do six pictures if you want to, no problem. But do them all horizontal or all vertical, so at least the sizing will not give you trouble. Okay, the next thing you do is once you start writing and taking the pictures, you're going to have more ideas of things you could include. This is always happens to me, and you're going to get excited, and you're going to say, oh my gosh, as I'm writing, these new ideas are popping up, and I'm just going to add them in because it'll be fun. And then it's been 2 hours, 3 hours, or down the rabbit hole. So what you want to do is avoid idea overload. Let those ideas come, write them down, stick them in a bin somewhere like I do, stick them on your laptop in a file, but don't act on them, okay? Stick to your outline. Just make this blog post about what you decided to make it about when you started. Those new ideas creeping in, just keep them off to the side. You know, acknowledge they're there, save them for later, but don't act on them. That is the key, okay? So then you write it up, and then you have a close. And in your close, you want some type of call to action. So, hey, guys, what do you think? Is this what you thought it would be like? Leave me a comment below and let me know. Hey, guys, what do you think? Did you like this tour? Would you like something else like this? What would it be? What else should I take a picture of for you next time? Ask them some kind of question to engage them and encourage them to leave a comment. And let them know. I do it all the time on my blog. I say, look, I love writing posts, but it's way more fun when somebody talks back to me. So let me know. What would you like me to teach next? What would you like me to show you next about being a designer? Do you have any questions? All right, leave it in the comments below. All right, that's very, very important because you want that engagement. You want to get to know them, and you want to let them get to know you and have it not be a one-way conversation. All right, that's basically it. And then you post that up. Now, when you post it up, there's a bunch of things you can do to optimize the blog, but don't worry too much about that. Have a good headline, all right, like quick tour of my studio and secret peek into what's coming next. Whatever you want. Make it something interesting that people actually want to open. Make sure to set an image, a featured image, so that it, when you post it onto social media or wherever, an image will pop up, including when you put the link, okay? So you write your blog post. You put it up on social media, invite people to come read it. And you also could send, send an email out to your folks saying, hey, want a quick tour of my studio? I just put this up this morning. I hope you love it. All right? That's the process. You use the same content that you put in your blog on your social media and in your emails and on LinkedIn, whatever it is that you do. Okay. That's pretty much it. So here's my challenge for you. Are you up for it, okay? Are you ready to do this? I want you to do this blog, and I want you to do it today or tomorrow. Whenever you listen to this, I want you to just do it. I think the problem is we overthink, is the topic good enough? Do people want to hear this? Do I have anything interesting to say? You know what? Those are all valid, you know, cray-cray things that we say in our head every day. I get it. I want you to put them aside. I'm telling you, this is a good blog post. It's as simple as this. So the time to take action is right now while it's on your mind. Take some pictures with your phone. Write out your outline. Turn off your phone, chat, internet. Trust that good enough is good enough with this post, okay? Choose a topic that you know a lot about. Open the curtain, let people behind the scenes. They love it. Give them a little tour. Stick to your outline. Don't fall into idea overload. And by the way, this whole idea of this blog post was inspired by Maria Busted at Pocampo. Now, I did a podcast with her a while back, but when I was working with her as a client, she told me that the crazy thing for her was her most popular blog post was when she gave a tour of their new packing and shipping area. They had a new, you know, warehouse, and she was excited about it, so she was talking about it a little bit. And people were like, show pictures, show us your pictures. And they loved it. They just want to get to know you, all right? So there's a method to this madness here, all right? So take this challenge, do it up, head back to the blog. I'm not sure where, if you're listening this, where, and leave a comment and let me know. Give a link to your post. I want to see it, all right? I want to see your post, and you want others to see your post. And, you know, this is just giving you a little accountability and a little exposure to other people. If you do this and you put it up, people will see it, all right? So it's fashionbrainacademy.com /blog/21, just the number 21. fashionbrainacademy.com/blog/21. Whew, that was a quickie. Have fun, enjoy, and I will catch you next time. Take care, guys.